Thank you for listening to Mimosas in the Morning.
Good morning, I'm Leslie.
And I'm Holly.
And we're running a little late.
Yeah, and we're a little off because last week, all of us, even our guests, took off a whole week to mom life.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go spin in the wilderness. Tinkerbell doesn't do so good in G.I. Jane world. I all you powerful women, I'm your granola bar and bottled water person.
You can hand it over, right?
Yeah, it confirmed that I'm never going to live in the wilderness.
We talk about where Holly wants to live. She wants land, and then I show her something. She's like, oh, no, too much
land.
What do you think I am? Well, I'm like, I don't know.
Little garden, little bit of land.
But today, we digress as usual.
Yes.
Yeah, we squirrel. Do. Okay. But today I want to introduce you all to Jackie Toops. She is here with us today, and I'm going to get this right. She is a published author. Mm-hmm. She has been published over 250 times in print and online, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And let's see if I can get some of these correct. You have been published on Army Wife 101, Sofluential Media, Wall Street International Magazine, Families Go Travel, and Home Away. And so right now you're with Army Wife 101, is that correct? Is that right?
And yes. Veterans, what is it called?
Veterans Rideshare.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So I want to turn it over to Jackie so she can give us a little better information than I can just reading it off about what you're doing and your impact here.
I feel like Jackie's my little superstar. She's my little fan person who helped us, by the way, her and Moni. Let's give kudos to this whole Be Live. And they're still trying to help us because we're lost on the techno stuff. So I love some Jackie.
Well, thank you, Leslie and Holly. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been really excited to do this. We've been talking about it for a couple months now.
Yes.
Today's the day, and all the kids are home on summer break, so good luck.
If you see a kid in a swimsuit or not feeling well, this is mom life. We're keeping it real.
Mine are at home, but at least they're old enough to have an older sibling watch, so we're good.
Perfect. Mine are upstairs, and I'm like, please be quiet. So, but yeah, thanks so much for having me here. I was an Army spouse for 7.5 years, and when we were stationed in Germany, that's basically when I got my start with writing. I had just left my job in public relations and was now suddenly an Army wife, a stay-at-home mom to an infant and a toddler. And although I loved like throwing myself into mom life, it was really nice to find something just for me. So I just started writing when my children were in bed or taking a nap. I would write just one article a month. It was unpaid, but it was just for me. And I had something tangible to show. Because you know how it is. You clean the house and then you clean it 3 more times that day and then it's still messy. So, I loved with writing. I could have a project from start to finish and then have a nice, this is what I did today. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that for fun with Wall Street International Magazine. And then I got the attention of the Armed Forces Network radio show in Wiesbaden, Germany. And I was asked to be a guest every month. And I would go in and talk about my articles, which back then mostly related to travel and getting your family off base and tips and things like that. So that basically took off. And I wrote an article that was sponsored by HomeAway. They're like Airbnb or VRBO. And it was my most exciting campaign yet because it was my first paid work. I wrote 3 articles and got a week in Italy in a villa. And I was like, oh, I can make a
good We've been doing something, Holly.
Well, you're the writer. She's the writer.
Yeah. So I thought, well, this is unbelievable. So I was able to treat my family to a vacation while doing something for me. And it didn't matter where in the world I lived. So I thought, oh my gosh, did I just make an Army-proof career for myself? Possibly. Mm-hmm. So one of the outlets that HomeAway sent it to was armywife101.com. And I connected with its creator, Crystal Spell. And she is one of the original in the military influencer blog spaces. And so I said, well, can I keep submitting more to you? And she said, absolutely. They're performing really well. And so then I eventually became the lead writer. And then I started getting paid to do sponsored work. And then I started also securing brands. So if there's a brand that had something they wanted to share with the military community, they would approach us or we would go to them and get a campaign booked. So it just kept kind of growing from there. And so basically from there, my work got picked up by other folks and other military-related organizations. And so it's just really kind of blossomed. It wasn't a straight line from A to B, but a lot of it was I kept putting my work out there and connecting with people and following up and attended the Military Influencer Conference, which I know you did, and that was incredible.
How we met.
Yeah. So
are you going in September?
Yes, September.
We'll be in D.C.
Yeah. So it's amazing. I love your happy dance. It's amazing what opportunities are there if you've got something that you're really interested in pursuing and you just start putting it out there and it's going to get attention. And as long as you maintain positive relationships with people, then they ask you to do lives.
And we're just thrilled to have you here today because, you know, we are one of the newer in this whole community. Yeah,
Trish Lito. Do you remember Trish Lito? She's coming on. We've been the same thing. You and her, we're all been like going back and forth, and then our kids get sick or something happens. She is coming on. She's a veteran, and she is the reason why we started.
She forced us sitting there at the reception. She goes, "Here, we're going live." We're like, "What?"
Yeah. But I told her we're going to do this, and she's like, "No, we're not doing this." Yes, we're doing this. I took Trisha's class.
That's awesome. Well, she's the queen of lives because she just does it on the spot, whereas I'm like, I need the lighting, the hair, the makeup, the whole thing. And I'm like, you know what? She's out there. She's present. She's consistent. So, yes, Trish.
And then she tags me. She says 5-minute lives. Holly goes way over 5 minutes. Sorry.
We do. Trish. But we do more than just a live.
We do. She does tips, and that's the cool thing. She teaches, and I love watching her because education is a key to success and thriving, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm learning from your girlfriends. I think that in our community, sometimes you get where you feel maybe a little intimidated or whatever. And then when you work with someone and like you've got us away, I'm like, how are you doing this? This is so cool. It's got the name on it. I still haven't figured out how it goes around, like scrolls, so I already set up a meeting with her. I said, after this, like, we need to sit down. You got to teach. I'm not techno savvy. And this is where your girlfriends come in and you're doing something different. You're not in the same, you know, maybe in the same space, but you're really not in the same space. And it's supporting each other that is a fantastic thing because I get to have you on my little show, which you helped me with. And because you're so amazing. Like, I can't never do you. Girl, I can never write. I would mess up the paper. It takes me forever for school to write something. I like rewrite it, go back and cite it and look at it and like, oh, what did I just write? Race.
I always tell her, I'm like, just read it out loud. Read it out loud to yourself and make sure it makes sense.
Yeah. Everybody has a talent. Let that talent shine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no idea with real estate. I'd just be like, so, you know, you're
So, Jackie, what's some of the advice you could give to some of our viewers who want to get into this realm, who want, you know, they have a talent at this? What would you say to them to make them feel confident about taking that leap of faith?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely put yourself out there. There are so many sites that are always looking for guest contributors. I was also willing to take something unpaid at first because I saw the value in building my online portfolio. So don't be above that when you start. But then when things start snowballing, you're going to get paid. I mean, I went from zero to next thing you know, I was getting like 100 or like writing books and getting thousands. And I thought, I'm all still doing this from my home, no matter where in the world my home is. So definitely put yourself out there and also be sure to follow up a network. You can even ask for feedback. I once submitted to Scary Mommy. I think everyone knows that. And I knows the site. They don't know that because I don't tell anyone because I didn't get picked up. But I didn't let that stop me. I had a really good dialogue with the owner of the site. And she said, oh, I think it needs to be more generalized. It's too personal and this and that. So I took all that into account. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, see what's performing well and what's not. And don't be afraid to handle feedback. Like, yeah, it might sting a little. And you're like, ugh, but just keep going and learn from it. And then, you know, just be nice to people, reciprocate. If someone's willing to interview you, you interview them. Or if, you know, they put something on a site that you can help with or vice versa, just be sure to network and work together. Because like Holly said, we all have, there's room for everybody in the space.
Right.
My military experience may be relatable to you, but it's not exactly the same. So just get your voice out there, be persistent, be friendly, and just learn as you go. That's what I would suggest.
I think of it like a big old tree. It's got many branches. Mm-hmm. Together, you need those branches to survive and thrive.
Yeah.
One's broken. It's kind of missing something. So keep it together, you know? Let that tree thrive, but each leaf is different.
Right. And it sounds like you're saying know where you're submitting and that kind of thing. Because like you said, Scary Mommy is not a personal mm-hmm. type, but you may go to one of our military community uh-huh. type pages, and that's what people want. They want yep. the personal side of mm-hmm. things. How did you handle it? How did your family handle it? Whatever, that kind of thing. So that's probably very important as you're
and
going forward.
And I like what she said too, because sometimes no one knows who you are, so you might not be able to be paid yet. Right. Volunteering is so important to make those connections, to get your foot in the door, and then people see your self-worth. They see who you are by doing that. It's not always ideal. Yes, we all would like to make money, but keeping that connection, just saying, keeping it real, we all do want to make money. Now we put food on
the table. And once you get into it, make sure you don't work for peanuts. You know, like once you
exactly.
get
to it, know what you work. Yes.
Wonderful mm-hmm. wealth of work and experience and references. You know, to make sure you're working to your skill level, or you're asking for money that matches your skill level, your worth and everything.
Yeah.
But if you're just starting, don't be afraid to just throw yourself in and, you know, cast a wide net. That's what I did. And like you said, with Scary Mommy, even though I was a mom and maybe some days felt a little scary, I thought, you know what, I need to really go into this like focus niche, which I did with the military. And some of my like tearjerker pieces have been the best performing because I was authentic and personal. So, yeah.
And I think exactly success is definitely, you find more success, I think, overall, the more authentic you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people can see through a facade pretty easily. And I think that's the beauty of what you've done. You know, being real, being who you are. And it's kind of what we try to do yeah. too, is obviously we kind of let it all out. So
a little too much. I know we say we're in Florida, so
we're dying. We're melting.
So I'm dying.
God, me too.
We're all in Florida. You see, I've got my water. No mimosa, just water.
Her fanning. Ooh. Yep. Yeah. And especially for you today, we did fancy margarita sangria.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I wish I could like reach through the computer.
It's my fancy, famous girlfriend. Right.
Thank
so.
You. Mm-hmm. Well, when I'm in your neighborhood, I'll definitely look you up since we're all in yeah. state together.
I know, in sunny Florida.
We could have a good time here in Tampa.
I would love you. To visit us. Yeah, you come here and I'll throw you a party.
Yeah.
She will. Becky,
you know that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about it. If I don't know about it, I can't throw no party. In ahead of time. So anyway, I know that you have your babies home, and so we're going to round this up. If you can give me, after we're done, any resources, where would you like or what you think that our spouses, especially our baby spouses, are just coming into this unique lifestyle that we live, and they're looking at you and going, wow, this is amazing, but still, how does she do this? Who does she connect mm-hmm. with? Where are those pages she's talking about? And we do live in a millennial world where people like it right there in front of them. Sometimes we don't want to research it. So if you can give it to us, we will share it post it everywhere. And is there anything else you want to share today?
If you want to check out more of my work and some of the resources, some of the places that I've written, you can go to my website at jackietoops.com. That's JACKIETOOPS. It actually fits to Mickey Mouse, but I didn't sing it today.
You see it?
Well, we will put David on there too, so people can see yes. that and read uh-huh. read some of your work.
Because it's really amazing. I have read some
you.
Things that she's wrote.
Thank
so.
You. And yeah, with ArmyWife101.com, that is kind of yep. from A to Z mm-hmm. As far as first coming in and handling, you know, love letters while your spouse is in boot camp or your loved one. And I just wrote one on transitioning out of the military. So, I mean, there is just everything in between. So
yeah. Leslie's in the same boat. Y'all transitioned within like weeks together.
Yeah, my husband retired February 1st, 20 years from the Marine Corps.
So, oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. Eric just ETS'd out, so it wasn't retirement, but it was in January of this year. So
it's a challenge. It's a different world, that's for sure.
It is a different world. Yeah, I didn't realize how much it affect everyone. You know, it's not just the service member, but
yes,
more yeah. content to come on that.
Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah, we'll have you back. But maybe you can come down and we could do it live together.
That would be awesome. I think you're about a 5-hour drive. No big deal. I can do that.
We can do the beach. Yes. Oh,
we can
do
it on the beach.
Beach.
Yes. Oh, and I'll trade in my water for what you'll. I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, we'll make you something pretty.
We will.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you
thank
very much.
You.
Thank you for our viewers. Jackie, you're something special. I tell you honestly. So, and remember that Military Home Base brings you home
one base at a time. Thank you all. We'll see you soon.